And at this mic, we'll hear from Johnny Radio. Mr. Radio, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Johnny Radio. I'm a citizen and freelance radio producer, and I have a media blog called inyourear.org. Good to see you, commissioners. I believe that freedom of the press should not be reserved for the wealthy. When the FCC stopped offering low-power FM licenses in 2003, you silenced local voices in favor of full-power stations. The FCC bows to corporate lobbyists' exaggerated claims of interference. I urge you to reinstate low-power FM licensing for community broadcasters. Ensure that evidence debunking radio interference is never again suppressed, and stop busting pirate radio stations on falsified claims of interference with airports. Flip on any public radio station, and you're likely to hear paid underwriting messages that sound almost like commercial advertising. When public broadcasters are beholden to for-profit contributors, this undermines the Public Broadcasting Act, which calls for, quote, alternative telecommunications that involve creative risks and that address the needs of unserved and underserved audiences, particularly children and minorities, unquote. Therefore, commissioners, please provide more funding for public channels, not less. You can tax Fox and ABC if necessary. From 1949 until 1987, the FCC's fairness doctrine obliged broadcasters to provide equal airtime to opposing points of view. President Reagan dissolved the fairness doctrine, giving Fox News a license to call itself fair and balanced without actually being so. In place of equal time, real analysis has been replaced with shouting matches. Therefore, I urge the commissioners to reinstate the fairness doctrine. Require that analysts from differing perspectives be given ample time to explain their views without interruption. Bill O'Reilly shouting down his opponents does not count as equal time. Some observers complain about sexual content in the media. One wonders why they don't simply change the channel until one realizes there are too few channels out there. However, adult Americans must be assured access to uncensored programming. Censorship on the basis of sexual content has been used in the past to suppress political, artistic, and educational content. Republican House Representative Gerald Allen, author of a pro-censorship House bill, recommends we dig a hole and bury Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, A Chorus Line, The Color Purple.
Yes. You have to stop now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.